Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Coach LaLisa. Good morning, good morning. Well, I tell you, I am super charged and super excited about today. And I am just awesomely glad that you're here and that you could tune into the show because I have an exciting topic today that I want to discuss. We've been discussing this now for a while, and lots of people have been emailing me, calling me, and telling me how much they're really getting out of this show and how much it has really, really been blessing them. And I want to just stay with that momentum. We want to keep that inertia going. And you know what? It's really true. What you focus on, you make big in your life. And what you think more about, you get more of it. And once you give out from that place, I tell you, you just receive such an abundance. Well, I have learned some powerful, powerful key tools over my life and throughout my life, some experiences I have been through that have just taught me, you know, to really, really, really go for success and to be happy and to be whole. And I have dedicated my life to helping others do the same thing. You know, when you think about success in life, when you think about what it is that you really, really, really want to do, and you think about how in the world, you know, do I have success? I tell you, it's right at your fingertips. It's right there. You know, you are so close. You are so incredibly close that you can't even imagine. You can't even imagine how close you are to your breakthrough, to that serious, serious level where you want to be. Well, you know, I know that some people struggle with things like, what's my purpose? You know, some people don't even know how to find a purpose. And, you know, hey, I admit it. I was one of those persons. I was a person that didn't even realize that I had a purpose. It took me years and years and years to even realize that I had a purpose. And then once I realized that I even had a purpose in life, then I had to discover what my purpose was. Then there was another journey of how to put that purpose into action. But I tell you, I can guarantee you, when you tap into your passion, when you finally discover your dream, and when you set out to live your purpose, you will have flat-out abundance in life. You will lack for nothing. Financial issues will not be an issue. They will be a non-issue. Health. Your health will be intact. You know, we said, I put in the bio of the show, in the description, how to live happy and whole. I talk about how too many people today are just not happy. And what I want this show to be about for the next several months or however long, you know, God gives me this topic, because I want to reach so many people with this message. So, you know, it's not about even talking to the same people over and over. I want new and fresh people, because I want everyone, because these are basic fundamental things. But in this show, I want to be able to give out some tips, and I want to be able to get people cheered up and so they can move up. You can't move up when you're feeling down. Think about that. You're feeling down in the dumps. It's going to be hard to move up. So first you got to learn how to cheer up. And once you cheer up, then you can move up. And once you move up to a higher plane, to a higher dimension in your life, you will find everything will fall into place. When you begin to really seek your passion, your purpose, you will find that everything in life will fall into place. That is a guarantee that I can make to you, because that is something that I discovered in my journey of life. Yes, I've had some hardship. Yes, I've had some bad times. I've even had some horrible times. But when I discovered that once you tap into your purpose and your passion and your inner power, you will, everything else will fall into place. If you get my book, Release Your Power, it is laden with the steps 1 through 8 of things that you can do. I call them strategies. So it's called the 8 strategies to becoming who you really are. Because what I've discovered in life is that most people are not who they really are. And so people would say, well, then who are they? Well, like with me, I was other people's manifestations, things that people had said about me. That little voice, you know, that little voice in your subconscious that tells you, you'll never do this, you'll never do that, you'll never be this, you'll never be that, you'll never have this, you'll never have that, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. Well, it took me a long time to discover that I can do all things, and you have to discover that as well. So what does it take to really become a success in life? What does it take to have, as I call it, knock your socks off success? Great success. I'm talking about success that goes down into your inner core. What does it take? Well, those are the things that we're going to be discussing throughout the coming weeks and the next several months on this show. Because like I said, I want you to have some great success. Maybe you won't go and author 2 or 3 books as I have done, or maybe more. Maybe you'll author more books. Maybe you won't go and, you know, become a recording artist or a movie star, but you can and you will do something, and you will do something great. I mean, just look at Mother Teresa. Now, here's a woman who had a great life, living her passion. But it was her passion. And see, that's one of the things that we have to get down in our souls about passion. It's not about what somebody else wants for you. It's about what you want for yourself. And as I was saying, I would love for you to get a copy of my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. In that book, I will teach you how to discover your passion, how to define your purpose in life, how to design your dreams so that you can have the dream for you, not someone else's dream. You know, so many people are frustrated and feel that they are not living their dreams, and sometimes it's because they're really trying to live in someone else's dream. But I teach you how to get down to the heart and the gut of your dream so that your life can be happy. Now, one of the things that I've learned from one of the masters of success, my good friend, Mr. Dale Carnegie, is that one of the things that is holding people back is that they don't have a breakthrough. And I love how they even teach what a breakthrough is. What is a breakthrough? What is a breakthrough to you? What do you think about when you hear the word breakthrough? Well, those are some of the things that I teach in my live coaching sessions. And so when you sign up for the coaching session, I will be teaching you about what a breakthrough is. I will also teach you about the wheel of success. What does it take? See, the thing is, everybody says, well, you know, go be a success. Make a success of your life. But whoever stops to tell you how to do that? I mean, it's easy for people to say, go and become a success. But can they tell you how to do it with real live examples and stories? Well, that's what I do in my seminars. Now, you can purchase the book, Release Your Power, where I have break it down strategies to help you in the four core areas of how to become a success. In there, I deal with how to get your attitude on point, how to discover your own self-confidence. Why? Just reading that book is going to land you a great big breakthrough. talk in that book about how to be knowledgeable, how to get more knowledge. And in the book, I give you opportunities to practice. And at the end of the day, you will have learned a new success skill, how to make a success for not only for you, but for all those around you. Not only for right now, but for the rest of your life. Not only for you, but for your children, your children's children, your family members, your loved ones. Because guess what? Face it. If you find that the people around you are a certain way, let's just say you notice that someone really, really close to you, like your children, your spouse, significant other, your parents, if you find that, you know, they're a certain way and you don't really care for that way, in order to change them, because, you know, we always want to change people. I don't know why we can't change people. Well, I shouldn't say that. Some people say you can't change people. I believe we can change people. If we couldn't change people, believe me, you, things would be a lot worse. We can change people through, in this sense, we can change people because we can have an effect on them. We can impact them, okay? So look at it like this. If the quickest way, I'm going to give you a secret right here on the show, right here today. The quickest way to change someone is to change. Did you get that? I'll say it again. The quickest way to change someone else is for you to change. And you see, that right there explains why it's nearly impossible to change others. For most people, they themselves do not want to change. That's why a lot of people are not successful in life. I would even venture to say that is why the average person is not successful. It's because they're not willing to change. I heard Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. He had attended a wealth strategy symposium that I had put together about 3 years ago. And at this symposium, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, for those of you who know, the motivational speaker, also college professor down at Brown University, Clark Atlanta University, down in Atlanta, Georgia, and also the author of many books, What Makes the Great Great, How to Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, and several other books. And what he said is that mediocrity, being like everyone else, following, you know, the crowd, he said, is one of the number one reasons for people to fail in life and not really reach their greatest potential. And so I believe that. I believe that because I've seen that even for myself. And Dale Carnegie and all the other powerful motivational speakers out there and thought leaders will tell you, the minute you break out and go on your own, that's when you're going to see a difference. So I'm telling you that change is critical to your journey of discovery for your purpose, your passion, your mission, your vision, and anything else you want out of life. Think about it like this. If you've been doing something and you don't see the results, why would you continue? And you have a set of results that you have as a benchmark, things that you want to do, things that you want to achieve. Because, of course, if you don't have a goal, then you won't know if you're missing it. And that's, I believe, why some people don't set goals, because they don't want, they're already saying, I'm okay with being mediocre, so I won't even set a goal. But at least the people who are setting a goal, at least they have a benchmark, something that they're trying to achieve. Now, if you have that goal set and you're not achieving it, then you're going to know, wait a minute, I need to make a change. Again, it's not the event, okay, and it's not the outcome. It's that middle piece. It's that thing that we do. It's that reaction that we have to the event that drives the outcome. The outcome is not driven by the actual event. For instance, I'll give you a great example. When my mother passed away, now that was the event. The outcome could have been that I could have given up on life. However, my response to her leaving this earth got me a great outcome because my response was, I'm going to be thankful for the years that she gave me. I'm going to be thankful that God brought her into my life. I'm going to be thankful for the times that we spent together. I'm going to reminisce on those. I'm going to be only thankful. I'm not going to be sad, and I'm not going to be blaming anyone. So the response that I got, the outcome rather, is that my life, you know, didn't have this big lag in it where I'm miserable or resentful at anybody or anything. And so that's just one example. I could use so many examples. I'm sure you have your own examples of times when things like that happen. I mean, just think about it for a minute. Think about the times where your response to something that happened drove the outcome. Now, again, I just want to welcome you to the Coach Lalisa Show. This is a weekly show right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're glad that you could tune in. If you're not able to listen to the show because you have other things that you have to go and do, and if you have, you know, not put it on your calendar, because I know how we are. We have those calendars, and if we don't mark them up, we do tend to miss out. But we are here once a week. But I believe our show, yes, the show airs at 8 o'clock on Wednesday morning. And we're going to be talking about other things as we move closer into our year. I will be talking about things to help you get your book self-published. I will be talking about things to help you find the career that you want. I will be talking about things that will help you in your personal life, how to develop. What do we really mean by personal development? You know, I also discovered something else through Dale Carnegie is that, you know, life is about changing. You're put people on, you know, what's my purpose? I don't know what my purpose is. Well, if nothing else, I used to say that if nothing else, your purpose is to always look for your purpose. But I'm also finding out that your purpose is also about becoming the best you. Now, can you truly say that you right now, where you are, that you're at your best? Okay, in other words, do you feel that you are at 100% in all the five key areas of life? That's in your spirit, in your life balance. You know, like me, oh my God, life balance was a big struggle. I had too many things on my plate. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing more than one thing at one time, because I can't do just one thing. Some people can, but that's because God gifted them with one area to just focus on that, and that's great. But for me, God gave me like 20 areas, but then he told me to prioritize them and to balance them out. So that's like my biggest job sometimes is just balancing out all the things that I have a true passion and interest in. I don't just do things because to do them. That's what sometimes people think that about me. But see, that's why you can't worry about what other people think. And don't worry about what they say. People say all the time, oh, you're chasing too many rabbits. Well, you know, and I don't argue with them. I just say, okay, because I don't have to defend myself. I know what I'm doing, and I know why I'm doing it. And let me just share with you what I'm doing. I am living on passion. I'm not just living life. I'm living purpose. I'm living destiny. My destiny, things I do are of extreme interest to me. And what other people can't see and what they don't know, well, you know what they used to say, what you don't know won't hurt you. It won't hurt those people if they don't know what you're really about. So you don't have to tell them. You don't have to argue with them. Just live it. Just do it. And they'll see or they won't, and it's okay. But what I'm doing is that the things that I do are of extreme interest to me. They are part of my destiny and my purpose. And so you can have the things that you say you can have when you live on purpose and when you live on destiny. So for some people, they might have that one thing. You may have 10 things. But the five key areas, number one, you have your spirit. Your spirit needs to be at 100% at all times. It's going to carry you. It's going to comfort you. It's going to protect you. It's going to direct you. It's going to hold you back from the things that you don't need. It's going to open the door to everything you do need. So you want your spirit intact because nothing else is intact. It's going to give you peace. It's going to bring that joy your way. It's going to give you that strength when you're weak. It's going to help you through any storm that this life can bring, because there's nothing that can happen to you that hasn't already happened to someone else. And your spirit, the spirit already knows how to get you out of it. He already knows the way out because it's already happened before. It's not rocket science to him. Number two, the life balance. How to balance it. How to make sure you're doing enough things. You don't want to be lazy and slothful. You don't want God to say, hey, listen, I told you to do three things and you did one. You don't want that either. Nor do you want him to say, I told you to do 10 and you do 20, which I don't see that happening because he doubles when you use what you've got. But you don't want to leave projects undone, absolutely. You don't want to do too much that you can't get them done. That's the trick. But you also, there are other areas, the other five areas of life is money and finances. Are you able to be a lender and not a borrower? You know, some people just get to the, well, I'm not borrowing, but are you lending? Are you able to help others? That's the key. Because the more you lend, the more God will give you back. And then the other area is your health. How's your health and your wellness? How's your emotional state? Do you still fly off the handle at people? Are you still stressed out because you can't have your way? Or what have you? Are you eating the proper foods? Are you getting the proper rest and exercise? How's your health? And then how are you taking care of yourself, in other words? And then the fifth key area is relationships. Are your relationships all intact? What about with your friends, your coworker, your family members, your spouse? That's a lot. That's why you need to be successful. There's a lot of areas that have to be dealt with. And these areas cannot wait. They cannot wait for it to be too late. We have to work on them now. And that's why I'm doing this show and dedicating this show as a coach. That's what I do, is help people achieve fulfillment in those areas. Those areas. Now, I have a wonderful program. That's a coaching program that you can sign up for, that we will work with you each and every day. All you need to do is email me at info@liliasajwillims.com. It's actually info@myname.com, which is Lilisa J. Williams. No periods, no dashes, just straight. Or you can contact me right here on Blog Talk Radio. There's a, if you go to my page, blogtalkradio.com/CoachLilisa, there is a way you can send me a message. Or you could go to my website for my coaching business. It's Compass. So it's, you can go to mylifecompass.com/LilisaWilliams. That's my website. So you have many ways that you can get in touch with me. You can call my 800 number, 888-714-7776. That's 888-714-7776. And so I'm telling you, I am so, so excited about helping people really become a success, but we can't do it until you really discover who you really are. And if you're not having success in your relationship, in your health, in your wealth, in your life balance, you know, we call this personal development. As a human being, we want to be able to develop, but these are the five core areas. Just like in a company, look in any organization. Any organization has key areas. You have your finance department, you have your human resources department, you have your operations department of some sort. You have the marketing department, and you may have the administrative department. In any organization, you basically, those are the five key departments that you have in any company. Well, and that's how they know how to structure any company, whether it be a little tiny one-man operation or whether it's a big conglomerate like Walt Disney. You have those main departments, and you have the, and now, of course, the bigger the company, the more spread out the department might be. Like, for instance, if you're Procter & Gamble, the operations department may be as, you know, as large as the continent of Africa. So depending on the size of the company. But likewise, every human being has those five main areas that they need to work on, that our lives are broken down into: spirit, life balance, finance and money and career, relationship. And relationship and health. And the coaching programs that I offer will help you in any one of those areas. But what it's going to take is for you to step out of your comfort zone. Step out of, if you want real success, you're not going to have real success unless you can break out of your comfort zone. You must either sign up for the class, you must do something, and I know you heard me say it before, or maybe you haven't, or maybe you heard someone say it. If you want something that you never had, you have to do something that you've never done. So if you need to, come to the seminar. Purchasing the book, let me tell you, that is the absolute least expensive way to be successful. If you come to my seminars, you're going to pay $200 or $300. You can get the book for $15. That is a ripoff. That's a flat-out steal. So you want to run to my website. You can purchase the book right on the website. We will shoot you the book. You'll have it in about 2 weeks. Or you can go to Amazon. You can purchase the book online at Amazon.com. Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And I'm telling you, when you get this book, after reading the book, I will help you overcome your fear of failure. I will help you overcome your fear of success. I will help you figure out what your, and this book is going to help you find your passion, your purpose, your destiny in life. There are so many people, look, if you are successful, then you know what those are. If you are not successful, it's probably because you have not tapped into your inner power. And this is something that I want to help you to do. I want everyone, can you imagine a world where everyone is living on their purpose? Oh, my God, how awesome it's going to happen. Believe me, you. Now, you don't want to be left out. You don't want to be left behind. Also, many psychologists have discovered and written about some things that all human beings, we have the need to affiliate with others. We have a need to belong. As a matter of fact, Emil Durkheim, famous psychology many, many years ago, psychologist, wrote a book called Suicide. And he found that suicide was not attached necessarily to race and money and religion and all these other things. He found the number one common thread amongst the study that he had done on suicide was that people did not feel a sense of belonging. So people who are secluded, stay to themselves and things like that, was a sign. Now, still true today, I tend to believe that some of it is, but we don't want that to happen to you. We have a place for you to belong. We know God has a purpose for your life. We thank you for tuning in. That's all we have this week. Well, this has been Coach Lalisa. Don't forget, you can contact me on my website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or you can call me, 888-714-7776. A shout-out to my good friend, Mr. Tony Rees, who also has a radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio, and Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Beverly Carter, all my good friends out there, Hope Johnson over there in Cincinnati, Ohio, doing her thing. She's one of my clients doing her thing with her dry cleaners. Please go and visit her. Hope Harper, 8876 Colerain Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, you all have a blessed and powerful week. And don't forget, we'll see you back next Wednesday.